begin the current daf, except this kedushin daf chav test. We begin the base, begin the test, and ask them, begin the gemara. Nozel kain l'tarach v'zul mishabdi. And then the kain goes ahead, and he grabs it from mishabad. Claim, in other words, that the necha the parach lebre. Okay, with the veil of five slam, he's going to redeem his firstborn son. Because if he would redeem himself, but there was five available, he wouldn't be able to redeem his son from the Mishabadim. Because the money was too much in the Shabbat, they couldn't turn a bit. The Mishabed before his son was born. So that's only on his own Pinyan Ben, not his son's. Oh, according to the Mandama, that's what we're saying, that he says to me that he first does his son's, and then he'll do the five Mishabadim for his own. And they can't know the kuchas. There's no problem about cheating the buyers now, because the mitzvah b'nai love yisum mitzvah gufri. There is more of an obligation to do his sons more than his own self, because as we know, that's a mitzvah al aviv, and mitzvah b'nai is on himself. I mean, his own pinyan is on his father, not his own. His primary mitzvah is on his own son. Change pizza, because that's what Rashi explains for how to understand this machlokes. Now, it says to the kasha, it's difficult because the other to the contrary, yes, no lekuchas. No, there is enough lekuchas. There is. Cheating the buyers over here because the mitzvah is going on. It's not true. The mitzvah of his own body is more important. The yomru, and they should tell him, redeem yourself first. And then after asas mishab, the mitzvah is going to say, no, I want to redeem myself on the mishabad from those that are encumbered. You cannot utilize the ones that are already sold off to us and when there's available ones. And moreover, Philip Pad Benai Bechayer, Mechari, in the Bible, he's going to do that. He's going to redeem his firstborn son with the five available. You have the kind, and they can tell the ten. We left the place where it's like from. The available ones. So, because of the question, Lekach Pereshri says, no, we're talking about there's a grandfather here. There's five that were Meshubet from Yitzchak, Shasna Paitiki, which it's not really a Paitiki according to some, but that it's really obligated Lekain, Babur, Yaakov, Benai, because it's his son Yaakov. Then Lekach Machi sells it off. Okay, but should go to Yaakov. Yaakov becomes an adult. Now he has a son. Now him and the son have to be redeemed. The Eilam Eli Islam Nechal now only five available Islam. Rabbi Yehuda shall beholds. Okay, Milvak Siv Batera alone that's written in Turkic. Siv Bashtar, it's like written in Dak. So Bahayulai Apuskoi is Bashtar Lekayin Kaidim. So it's already indebted, like so to speak, in the document to the Kaidim before. Lekach Kaidim Hem. Therefore, the Kaidim can collect from them. Af Bishish Benechar Yaakov, even though Yaakov has available ones. Yeah, but Lafish mitzvah on the oven, but his mitzvah is on his father's assets. Yes, on the more than his own assets. The fact that he has available is irrelevant. Because the chayva av on the av, the father's obligation is on the father's estate. Why not? But not on the son, on the Yaakov's estate. So they cannot tell him, oh, what do you mean? We left over you place where to collect from the chasm Yaakov. He doesn't have the obligation to pay up his father's debt. From the chasm and the from his own assets, they have nothing. So this is like coming to exclude from Rashi. That Shazem mitzvah say aloviv, that this is the mitzvah on his father, that come to say that, because we're talking about a grandfather over here, and it's his mitzvah on his father, and not on this Yaakov himself. Couldn't make test not to begin this Gemara. It's not a machlekes halan alahu. It depends. This is for us in Babel, and this is for them in Eretz Yisrael, if you should work it and then learn, or learn and then work. Meaning, if you should get married and then learn, or learn and then get married. Pirish Bukhid Rashi explains the name Babel, how you hold him, Megorsa Mishnais, how to remember Eretz Yisrael. So the students from Babel actually should go and learn Eretz Yisrael, Mishnais, from the time who were in Eretz Yisrael. Since they learned out of the place, so the household chores were not their responsibility because they weren't home. So for them, yeah, Nisa Isha, first marry a woman, not be able to hear because then you won't have the illicit thoughts anymore. Okay, let me there, turn and go learn, turn Eretz Yisrael. Halahu, this is for them. In other words, the Bnei Yisrael, the students married, so learn over the Bnei Yisrael. If Nisi Yishev is going to marry a woman, you call Tzach HaBaiz Muntam Alav, hey, he's going to take care of all the household chores we have to do, and I'm going to learn. So learn and then get married. This is the difficult to remain time, because the Mashmah sounds like become a Shmuel. Shmuel said, what was Shmuel's teaching? The Nisi Yishev Tchila, first marry a woman, because at least we'll hear it, so you should be without thoughts. Mukala L'milsei, and what are we explaining? It's talking about Bnei Babel, the people from Babel. Who are they should get married in the Goyer itself. And again, that's the case. I can't hear. But then there's still thoughts. Then they're going to be learning away from the house. They're not going to have their wife to have the ability to take care of their lustful needs. So how's that going to help? You still get up here. Like Kasha, what's difficult is also Achash and Nasiyish. Every marries a woman. Hey, how's he going to itself to go learn? Well, the Torah loves Achash and Nasiyish. He has to go and support his family, his wife and kids. And actually, the Perikam and the Gittin of Avon Beis, the Gemara says, Ashkechan, that they found the Shalach Rabbi Yosef sent a letter. People that come from there to here, hey, became that's when they were fulfilled by themselves. The pasuk mitnefes yel bezayin, that they're giving the child as a zayin, they say yel demachriyain, and their daughters they sell for wine. Pirshon al richetz shetichem, but that their own children, since they're going away to learn, their children are needless mashkin, but the same, they have to be sold as collateral for food. That's not appropriate to go out of the place to go learn. How could you tell me to get married and then go learn somewhere else? So actually, seems to be the opposite of Rashi. Says, how could a guy have the yoke of Parnas on his head and go learn Torah? There was a bubble deeper. There was too much people above bubble. Because he can't leave his wife and go learn Torah. So the contrary, first learn Torah and then get married. Boy, more b'shemanim, they're poor. So therefore, don't get married yet. Learn. Shmuel, when they say Shetchila, Shmuel said, marry woman first, Lebanei Tisol, and some of those who married Tisol. Shechon, they can learn in their place. And they don't have to leave anywhere, which is okay. And we got Mashiach and Tevloi, they're also wealthy. And they're Tevloi, she is Yisrael and Tevloi, so let them get married and return in the state of purity. Now, what's difficult is Omiyu, however, because we have to explain how Shmuel and Birchel is teaching to the other category. Sometimes people married so would go out to bubble to learn, but most of them will learn in their place, so therefore it has the Svara of Lamdim Kaima. Because says Taish is very intimate, don't wonder bubble. If Shmuel was from bubble, the Mayra Lebanei Yisrael, he's teaching for the people of Eretz Yisrael. His halacha, you will explain according to my time is from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it's not difficult to find to mean Eretz Yisrael. Because yes, sometimes some students will go from Eretz Yisrael, Shem Adabal, and then he would talk to them, to his students who were from Eretz Yisrael. Although he was from Eretz Yisrael, Shem Adabal, Tamim, Shalom, and Babel, he would talk to his students that were from Babel. When's the beginning we considered you already started eating, but you don't have to stop to daven. Davam, he says, it's in type of laman ranav, meshitel yad, when you wash your hands. He says, meshat chagur, when you untie your dog. Farshas and the Gemara explains, halon v'alahu, this for us and this for them. Now, because Reb Chanina, Avgav from Eretz Yisrael, even though he was from Eretz Yisrael, but he medabel at Tamim, shall find him in Babel, he's talking to the students that are funding from Babel, because I mean, the husband says, over there, Hanachem Babloi, the Babylonian Kalis, Kim the Shavim and Nayu, once they untie their belt, they match a hula there, they're not going to go back and tie it back on. Mashmah Sandam Nebabel, how you get Matas Chagu, the people from Babel were the ones who untied the belt. And although Reb Chanina was from Eretz Yisrael, so you see that, but he's talking to his students from Babel. However, the question, what's difficult is Mahatam and Perikates and Mavach, the one Brachas and Mimdal Manav Tes says, the Kumar Chizr, because it says, what's the Bracha on the Bracha main Shalish on the, what we call Alam Mirka? It's Allah Ovitz Vala Peresel, on the land and on its fruit. The Bracha says, no, Allah Ovitz Vala Peres on the land and on the fruit. Barachal, the Bigmar asks, when you have Chizda, Inu Achim and Mavachim, they eat and we make the Bracha, when you have Chizda, it's from Babel. So the Gemara says, right, if we have to switch it around, Rav Chizr was the one who said, Allah Ovitz Vala Peres, not Peresel, because he was not an Eretz Yisrael. Says to my question, what's difficult? The mirror didn't have Chizda, Shem Bavel, who is a Medabla Tamim, Shalom, and Meretz Yisrael. He was talking to students that were in front of him from Meretz Yisrael. Maybe Yechonon will live in a bubble, come like Bechol, like we say in all places, Rabbi Yechonon is talking to students from Bavel. So what do we have to switch it around? Hashem says, what you can say is, no, the Kim Lahu, Teretz number one says, no, they knew, they'll have a Baisa Shot, I mean, they have Chizda, but Tamim, so his yeshiva didn't have students from Meretz Yisrael. So they were the Gemara could not have given that answer. But me and Neil Rabbi Yitzchok, he says, no, a different answer. He says, the Mehidikit Mavarach and the Kashmir, it's not difficult at all. The idea of eating and about brachas is different. The halacha is that you should make the bracha according to the custom of the place that you are at that time. Even if it's not from that place. That's what the Gemara wants. Why is he making the bracha al parasel? Even if he has turned from Eretz Yisrael in front of bubble, but if they're now in bubble, the minigam makam is sell al paris, and therefore they might have to switch it around and say it wasn't al parasel, rather it was al ha-peris.